shaytim v'shaytim titim v'chol v'chol sh'orecha. Judges and officers, you should appoint in all of your cities. Asher Hashem aleikecha noisim v'chol v'shvatecha. Hashem has given you for your shvatim. V'shavtu esha'am mishpat tzedek. So, Parshim says, what is shaytim v'shaytim titim l'cha for yourselves? This is Shaitim Shaitim Titim Bechol Sha'arecha. What is the Titim L'cha? Rashi over here in Pasuk Chaf, when it says Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif, says a very wicked thing. It says Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif L'man Tichya V'yorashta Sa'aretz Zok Rashi Kedayu Minu HaDayonim HaKshayrim. It's Kedai to appoint Kosher Dayonim L'hachyos Es Yisrael to keep Yisrael alive, u'lohishivan al admosan, and to settle them on their land, which means that the appointment of Dayanim, especially the appointment of the Dayanim, it keeps us alive and it settles us on our land. And it's mekayim all the promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mir Mashgiach, HaGoyim HaTzadik Yeruchim Levavitz, Zech HaTzadik HaKadosh Levracha, is medayik from over here, that Mishpat is such a great thing that all the schar that we're going to receive in Eretz Yisrael and Chiyus is before the Mishpat, just for appointing the Dayanim. Kedayu, the Kedai Minui HaDayanim. The Minui HaDayanim alone is Kedai LaHachis Es Yisrael. That's Laman Tichy of Yerash Des Haaretz. So Kal V'chaim, you can imagine what the Mishpat is, the importance of Mishpat. So Rabbi Yerucham says the following. He says, one would think, what's Mishpat already? Mishpat's a constitution. It's a constitution. You have to have law and order in the land, and you have a certain body of rules, a code of law, to take care of all the different problems. So Rabbi Yerucham, you see from over here, it's a lot deeper than that. If all of the haftachas of Yerash Des Haaretz and Eretz Yisrael, and the chiyus of Klal Yisrael is totally in this, it's much deeper than that. He brings down a Rabbeinu Yonah and Pirkei Yovis on the Mishnah, Hevi Mesunim Badin. From the first things that they said, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said, Hevi Mesunim Badin, be deliberate in justice. Zokt Rabbeinu Yonah the following. He says, Favos, the reason why it says Hevi Mesunim Badin first, to warn on the Dinim more than anything else. Shehein Iker Godol B'Yediyas Hashem Yisbarach Shemai. The keeping of the Mishpatim gives us a Yediyah in Hashem. Like the Navi says, Haskel v'yodaya isi. You should wisen up and know me, k'ani Hashem oisa chesed, mishpot u'tzdaka, ki be'ele chofat finum Hashem. Now how's it shaykh of Rabbeinu Yonah to know Hashem? Is it shaykh to know Hashem? He's far and beyond anything that the human intellect can imagine. No, by doing the mishpat, we get an insight on what the ways of Hashem are. Because a Yiddish mishpat is much deeper than just law and order. A Yiddish mishpat, it involves chesed, it involves a tremendous amount of lefnim mishuras hadin. Mostly he says, where do you find by any other nation? Like by, in Eretz Yisrael, there's halacha and megadol behemadaka of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because they'll ruin the land of other people. A sensitivity for the needs of other people. And the Navi, and in the Psukim, Yisika Seder, Rivu Almona, Shiftu Dol V'yosein, care for the ones that are unfortunate, that's something that you find by Mishpat that you don't find anyplace else. And that's why, that's Haskel V'yodaya, you see. It's not just a matter of keeping the law and order and keeping a Seder in the Medina. It goes far and beyond that. It ingrains in us the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that way we get a little bit to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's why the Pasuk says, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titein l'cha. This is something that's miyuchid for Klal Yisrael. L'yosachein l'chol goy u'mishpotim ba'yidom ha'luka. All the other nations, they might have a constitution, they might have a code of law, over the mishpot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's only given to Klal Yisrael. That is Shoiftim v'shoitrim titein l'cha. The Medrash says a gevaldig zach over here. On Shoiftim v'shoitrim titein l'cha. Zok the Medrash, Marshal Amah Dabar Aymer. Marshal Amelech that had many sons. And he loved the youngest son more than all the other sons. He also, like a melech does, had many possessions. And out of all of those possessions, he had one orchard that he loved more than all of his possessions. So the melech said to himself, I have my youngest son that I love more than anybody. And I have this possession, this paradis, this orchard that I love more than anything. Let me give this object that I love more than anything to my son that I love more than any one of the other sons. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many Umas HaOlam. Out of all of the Umas HaOlam, he loved Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, Kinar Yisrael V'Oyaveyu. When Yisrael was young, when he was a lad, I loved him. And also from all of the things he has, Mikom Asher Barasi, Eini Oyev Ela Es Hadin. Shenemar, Ki Ani Hashem Oyev Mishpat. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll give what I love the most to the child that I love the most, and that's the Klal Yisrael, that's the Lecha, well, Yosachem Lecha. Chayrish tells the Rekasha in this marshal over here, why is there a stress put that he gave it Libnoi HaKotan? Why not Libnoi HaGadol? He could have loved Libnoi HaGadol. You know, usually his son, the Bechor, is the one that yarshens the Melucha. But here it stresses Libnoi HaKotan, Kinar Yisrael Vayaveh. And you also find that the Aron, on top of the Aron with the Kruvim, the faces of little children, and that's where the Shechina dwelled. Why is that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Katnus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves people and they keep themselves small. The Midah of Anov is greater than anything else. And that is a direct shaykhus to Mishpat. To be Makabal Mishpat, to be Makabal the Morus, and the rule of a Dayan, you have to humble yourself in front of the Dayan. You have to be able to compromise to others, to understand the needs of others. You have to be able to humble yourself. So B'davka, we hear the Melech gave it over, L'bnei HaKotan, that have the mila of katnus, has the mila of making themselves small, of humbling themselves, of giving in to the din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves Klal Yisrael for that reason, can have the Indian of Nar, that Seimach al Shulchan Aviv, he realizes he has to come on to his father, and he humbles himself. And the Mishpat also needs that midah anav, to humble yourself in front of the Dayan, and to humble yourself in front of the other Baldin when he is right, and to humble yourself in a way where you understand the needs of other people. There's a Mayudik HaMaisit that's brought down in the Sefer Makar Baruch. The Torah Tamima wrote a Sefer Makar Baruch. Chelik of it is a diary of his own life and other interesting things in that Sefer. So he brings down the following story. There were two big gvirim in the city of Bialystok. One was his great uncle, the uncle of the Aruch HaShulchan. His name was Shimon Zimmel Epstein. That was the Torah Tamima's great uncle, the uncle of the Aruch HaShulchan. And another, his name was Rekupel Halpern. These were two major mega gvirim, and they supported Torah Mamish. They gave tzedakah veltamoizdis at Torah. And the Mela, in consonance with that, everybody was mechabed them, and everybody gave them kavod Mamish, and everybody, wherever they went, Mamish Mitzrayim. It's a one time they had a sikhsu, they were shutvin and an asik. And they had a sikhsu, they had an asik between themselves. So they decided to take their shailin halachin to Hagoin Ramosh Zev Wolf Yaivitz, who was mechaber the Sefer Maris Hatzayvais, which is a Sefer on Hilchas Adguna, about which Rav Chaim Volozhiner said about that Sefer, that it's a Sefer Mechubid L'Mevinim. To those that are Mevinim, it's a Sefer Mechubid. Rav Kiv Egem writes to him, brings him down in Tshuvas and calls him Amor HaGadol. He's not him Gadol Admoi. He decided to take the Din Torah to this. Ramosh Zev Wolf Yaivitz, fine. So they come to the Bezin Shtub and they figure they're going to be greeted, recovered like normally they are. They tell the Shamish that they could ask the Rav, you know, they have a Din Torah. So they thought they'll be invited right away inside. He's going to be mechabed them. They were told to wait in the waiting room. So that already right away didn't sit well with them, you know, two big gvirim right in the waiting room. Fine. After they waited a while, the Shamish tells them that the Rav is waiting in the Bezin Shtub. So they come in. The Rav is sitting there with the talus over his head. No shalom aleichem, no greeting, no smile, garnish. The talus is covering his whole face. He says to them, couple, Zimmel, which one of you is the Teveya and which one of you is the Nitva? So couple said, I am the Nitva. She says, speak first. That is the halach and the chayshimishmet, the Teveya speaks first. says his taina. The other one says his taina. He hears both tainas, didn't say anything to them. Okay, you're dismissed to the waiting room while I am a buyer of the din. They're waiting then, they're cooking even more outside. They were not invited to Tchila, they're waiting in the waiting room. He doesn't greet them with garnished management as a cult kind. Fine. They come back after a while, he brings them back. Again, doesn't greet them. He says, Kach, but Kach is the halacha. Couple, are you makabel the din? Says, yes. Zimmel, are you makabel the din? Yes. Fine. They're both makabel the din. The minute they say that, he takes off his towels, he gets up. Couple, shalom aleichem, was machti. Zimmel, was machti. Mamish, I'm a chayah to see you, was machti mishpacha. And he's asking all kinds of questions. He's greeting them. He sends a message to his mishpacha to prepare epis mizaynus for them and keep moving with those things. And they have no idea what's going on over here. Like, first he's cult to them, mamish as a cult guy, they thought it was uxorious, you know, and all of a sudden he's so warm to them, whatever, okay. As they're about to leave, they're looking at the bissel. So one of them asks, he says, Ilan Deinu Rabbeinu, would another die and be made like that with two people like us and the best? So he listens patiently to the complaint, the shtickle, you know, as if to say, we're used to better than this. So he says, I understand you. I was also listening. I didn't do this on my own. This is a Beferish Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Kishiyu balehdinim oindim lofanecha, yu beinecha kirushon. And afterwards, after you pass, kin yu beinecha kitzadikim, and we kabbalah malo besadim. I did exactly what the Mishnah says. And the Sivas partially said, because if you're going to treat them with COVID before, and they're going to take liberties. Oh, he likes me. They're going to take liberties with their kindness. They'll exaggerate a little bit. They'll try and take advantage. This way, you have to put the fear of the Lord in you. And you have to be machmir yourself in front of the din. And only then can I pass in the halacha. And especially by two b'chubadim like you, because you get covered everywhere, I did have to be extra stringent. Over, have to be not night like this. You have to be machnia yourself in front of the din. I was covered at Torah and covered at Kodesh Baruch. That was the hanhaga of this daya, and that is what the idea is. And Klal Yisrael has that midah of hanover to be mashful themselves in front of the daya and to be makabel the word of the daya, the word of the Torah, the word of Hakadosh Baruch. That's one shot shoftim v'shoftim titan l'cha. The Bali Haremes say, shoftim v'shoftim titan l'cha, the Chol Sha'arecha, shoftim comes out towards the beginning of Elul. Simchas Yisrael of Kelm, Zechet Tzavi, the Kodesh L'Vrach used to say, how do you get into Elul? It's so difficult, mamish. You know, as the generations get weiter and weiter, I can tell you from when I was a boy till now, the difference in Elul is Neira Va'oyim, and tells Elul was almost a pachat prod, mamish. You felt it, mamish. You felt the shivering in the air, mamish. You know, now, Baruch Hashem, I can tell you, Talmidim that I have are better than I was when I was in Telz. That much I could tell you. But that pachat of Elul is nowhere near. You don't feel it. But if you saw Salanter already, he complained in his time, that in his time already he was getting shvacher. That was before Witzel and Pettenberg, his times, and before the Bali, you know, the other Bali Musa. But what's Taki? What are you supposed to do? Zokhra Simchas Yisrael, it's all in the brain. You have to picture things to yourself. You have to picture, you have a big court case coming up. And in that court case, Achayim Bahamavas, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Sukhum Lufanav, you have to picture it. Yeah, you have to take time out. You have to stop and you have to think and take time out that this is mamash, the judgment of my life. It's a yearly judgment of my life. And a male, you have to act accordingly. So that's marumas in the words, you have to picture to yourself that there's judges and officers on top of you. And only if you picture it and you tap and imagine it in your mind, only then are you able to really get into the spirit and into the pachad of what Elul represents. We're so busy, we're so in a rush, we're so hurried to take care of our different needs, we don't have that time to stop and think. However, Simchas Yisrael says that's the Yisoid. The Yisoid is you have to picture it in your mind. The Levi Yitzchak Banditshiva,
Schusa Yogin Oleinu. Schusa Yogin Oleinu, especially these days, he's the Malama Schus on Klal Yisrael. I'd rather saw in a Sefer, people have a very wrong impression of Rav Levi Yitzchak. They think Rav Levi Yitzchak was a nice, kind, little old man that always used to say, oh, it's not really an Aveira, it's really a Mitzvah. So Shekhar B'chaz is saying something was done. Rav Levi Yitzchak was a big loichem against, you know, wrongdoing and against Aveira. But when he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch, he was Melamed on Klal Yisrael. When his face was to the nation, he gave Musar. You know, when he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch, he was Melamed Zchus. As Dr. Levi Yitzchak, Shaiftim v'Shaiftim, Titim l'chav v'chol sh'arecha, he says, we decide what kind of judges we're going to have on ourselves. How? The Emes is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Danis with Midas HaChesed and Midas HaRachim. But we have to be Ma'ayr that Rachim Malmata. If we are Ma'ayr that Rachim Malmata with our actions, this Arusa de Lasata, the Hesayrus from down here, that's Ma'ayr the Hesayrus of the for Chesed and Rachim. So he touches it into the Pasuk. Shaitim v'shaitim titim l'cha. You decide what kind of shaitim v'shaitim. You place those shaitim v'shaitim upon yourself. How? B'shorecha, with the gates that you open up towards your friend. If you open up gates of chesed and rachman to your friend, then in Hashemayim, that's what they do to you. Therefore, the eitz is, b'shoftu esa'am b'shbat tzedek. You judge your friend l'kapspus, and you judge your friend in a oifen of rachman, and then in Hashemayim, they're going to judge you with midas ha-chesed, midas ha-rachman, as though he's up the heiliger of Levi Yitzchak bar Ditchin. Loisita locha asheira kol eitz, you shouldn't plant an asheira of any trees, eitz lo mizbach Hashem alokecha asher ta'asaloch, near the mizbeach of Hashem that you make for yourself. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Me loisita locha asheira, don't plant an asheira, but what's kol eitz? So Rashi, Azhara l'noiteya ilon ulevayna b'harabayis. You're not allowed to plant any tree in harabayis. Not only in Asherah, any tree is also b'harabayis. You know, a tree makes things nice. One would think that you want to beautify the place where you're even Hashem. What's wrong with planting trees in harabayis? So the Ramban, Sefer HaChinuch also brings down the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. That says even though it's a nice thing, but since this was the derech of the Eved Avodah Zarah, that they used to plant trees by their houses of Avodah Zarah, the Melel of the Torah tells us to be merachik from Avodah Zarah, and we don't do it. But the Meshech Chochmah says a very novel pshat, a very original pshat. Zok the Meshech Chochmah, even though we find that the Torah calls the Korbanis Lechem Ishai, or as Korbani Lachmi, which makes it sound like it's the bread of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's sustaining HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he says, Chasma Lahaskir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need our sustenance. He does not need our karbonis to give him koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an atzmi. He's removed from everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bayre HaKoyel. Adarava, he is the one that gives sustenance to the entire world. So he does not need sustenance from the things he gives sustenance to. Even though it's called Lachmi, but that's not what it means. The purpose of Kurbanis is not to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kayak. I'll be Kabbalah, Mekasha, the Olamis, one with the other. I'll be the Chachmei Soi. But also, like the Ramban says, a person has to think that I was really supposed to be that Korban. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted me to be Makar of myself. And this Korban is in place in me. So it's Payal, besides being Mekasha, Olamis, it's also Payal and our Neshamas. It gives us an Aliyah and it brings us Kapara. But Chas V'Sholem to say that it brings support and sustenance to Hashem. So there's a Gemara that brings down Gemara Minachas Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, brings down a member from the great town of Ben Azai. It says, Boy Ure Emak Sibbe Parshas Korbanis. Look at what's written in the Parsh of Korbanis. Shalaynamar Behem Loi Kael V'Loi Elohim. It doesn't say the word kale or elohim. Why? Could they not to give a piston pet to the apikurism to say, oh, you see? It's mashma the meshech chachmah. The word elohim is mashma. Hashem, that's a, he's comprised of all the kaychas of the world. And the word kale is mashma the lashon of kifus of kayach. If it would have said that in the parish of Korbanis,
it would sound like the Karbonis add to the Elohim, to the Baal HaKoyachus Ulam. It gives him sustenance, it gives him Kayach. And Kael, the meat of his strong Midas, it would be Mashma that the Karbonis give him Kayach. But Chas V'Shol, HaKadosh Baruch does not need Kayach from us. He is the one that sustains everything. It's your dua that a doimen does not get any unique or nourishment from anything. A rock, what is a rock? It doesn't get nourishment from anything. It's a piece of dust that's attached to another one, with time, with the pressures of earth. It gets compressed, sometimes bigger rocks form, and even bigger rocks and mountains, but a doimen does not get any unique. So this is why the Torah says, Mizbeach Adama Tasali. Because the Mizbeach is the Makom of Karbonis. And the Makom of Karbonis, Hashem wants to show that just like a doimen does not get any yanika from anywhere, it doesn't get any sustenance from anywhere, don't think that the Karbonis sustain Hashem and give him Kayach, Chas V'Shalom. Just like the doimen does not get yanika nourishment, so too the Karbonis do not give nourishment to Hashem. So in the Ne'eli Tainis, that's also why it says, Leisita L'chol Kol Eitz. An eitz is the metzias of nourishment that has roots in the ground and it sucks up the nourishment from the ground. Near the Mizbeach, that doesn't belong. The area of the Mizbeach is a no-nourishment zone. Nisht HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs nourishment, nisht the Mizbeach needs nourishment, and nothing that needs nourishment should be in the vicinity of the Mizbeach. Comes along the Meshech Chachma and says, a gevaldig gezach. With this, you could also understand, it says the Parsha of Mishpatim, the Elam Mishpatim, I should toss them with name, right after the Mizbeach, to teach me that you should put the Sanhedrin near the Mizbeach. So one common denominator is that the Mizbeach keeps the world sustained, and so do the Dayanim, like we mentioned earlier. It gives us Chayim, it gives Chiyus to the world. But in addition to that, there's a common denominator, a Dayan that gets sustenance from the people that he judges, those Eisnishkin Dayan. So the Torah is telling us over here, they're both the same. Just like the Mizbeach does not have any sustenance, and it represents Hashem that does not get any pleasure. The dying is not allowed to have the slightest bit of pleasure. He has to be misalik himself from any self-interest. Otherwise, it can come out to be the biggest chilul Hashem. And that's what he says, the dying has to be done, the din emes la'amita. What is emes la'amita? Emes means the etzim din has to be emes. Over la'amita, that there's not the slightest bit of self-interest. And he's maisif. It says, call him Amayim Adayin Shein Ahogun Ki Ilunota. It's like he planted an Asherah near the Mizbeach. That's Mamish Hainuach. Because the tree represents the sustenance of giving Kaychas. And a Dayan that's not Hogun and he takes Shoyachad, that is someone that takes sustenance. And that is the Hepuch of what the Mizbeach stands for. On the Pasuk V'lo Yar B'lo Noshim V'lo Yosher Levavai. Melech is not allowed to be married by Noshim, so that they should not cause his heart to go off the proper way. So Medrash and Shemois, Omat Shloima HaMelech v'hichkim al zei rosei shalat badosh baruch. Shloima HaMelech thought that he would be wiser than the gzeir of Hashem. V'omar, lom omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'yar b'lein Noshim. Why did Hashem say not to have too many wives? B'shul shlo yosu l'vavik. Ani arve v'loy oser. I'll be married by Noshim. I have more than 18 wives. I'm not gonna. My heart is not gonna stray. But Oisa Shah, at that moment, the yud of Layarbe came and said, "Ribbono Olamim, didn't you say that not one ois of the Torah is bottle? Shlomo HaMelech is coming. He wants to be mevatel me. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shlomo ve'elef. Shlomo ve'elef." And you're a little bit of the yud should not become bottle. The famous question is, what's up? Is Davke the yud went up to Taina again? The whole pasuk should have gone up, or maybe the lamed of loy. What's up? Is Davke the yud? We once spoke about this barifus, but I saw a beautiful pshat that Shimon Schwab brings down. Shimon Schwab says the Shlomo HaMelech Badai knew that it's not mutter to have more than 18 wives. But he was doyrish time with the Kra, and he said that this doesn't apply to me. It says, lo yarba lo yinoshim lo yosav levavai. He says, by me is not shaykh such a thing. Why? Because my ahavatak, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shlomo HaMelech wrote Shir HaShirim.
Shir Hashirim is Kodesh Kadoshim. That represents the deepest and most ultimate love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course it's not Shaykh. I mean, I have no Shaykhs to that, right? A regular person may be here, but I that wrote Shir Hashirim, not only that, the Gemara says Shlomo HaMelech was called Yedidya, the Yedid of Hashem. He was a Yedid of Hashem. There was a relationship over there of closeness that we can't imagine. And Machmas, because he was a Yedid, the Gemara says, he was zeichet to build the Beis HaMikdash. Bechelke shel binyamin shenikri Yedid. But the kesher with HaKadosh Baruch was not as tremendous. So Memela number one, he was Dorish time with the Krah. Doesn't apply to me. But it's Mukhak in the Pasuk, he says, it doesn't say, Loi sar benoshim. You don't be my benoshim. Loi arv is in third person. It's talking about the future generations of Malachim. But it's got nothing to do with me. Memela, that Yud that he misinterpreted, the Yud came out and said that he's misinterpreting me. He's teaching up that I'm going on somebody else, but not him. But after the Yud came out, and on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Elav Kayoshim should be bought. I just want to say over one more pshat from Rav Schwab. It says by the Matonis, Matnas Kahuna, Zroya Lochayim in Keva, Vizeyi Mishpat HaKayhanim, May Eisa'am, May Ezoiv Chayazeva. Whenever you bring the carbon, this is the mishpat of the Kohanim. Imshor Iseh, V'nosim HaKohen Hazroya, is the right arm, V'alachoyayim in the cheeks, V'hakeva and the more, the stomach. It says, Medayak Rishwab, from the Lashon of Mishpat, it's mashm, it's not just a present of being gracious to a Kohen, it's a mishpat. Bidin is something that the Kohen deserves, bidin. So what's the pshat? So I once said a pshat, and it's really based on a vort that said, people think that they're supporting the Kohen, that they're doing the Kohen the favor. It's the exact opposite. The Kohen is the one that brings Parnos into Klal Yisrael with his Avodah. It says also the Shmeina that you're doing the Kohen the favor. Adarabba va'adarabba. In Mishpat he deserves this, because he's the one. They say it on the Pasuk, it says, the Kidashtoi, you have to give covet to the Kohen. Ki eslecham Hashem elikecha hu makru. So in the Svarim, give him covet. What do you mean you're supporting him? No. You're not supporting him. He is bringing it to you. So don't think you're the one that's helping him. Adarab, he's the one that's supporting you. That's what rumors in the word mishpat. But Rav Schwab says a little bit different. Rav Schwab says that in mishpat, the Kohen deserves bedafke these three things. Pavos, he uses his right hand to do the avodah. All the avodah is done by yamin. So can I get that? He gets this Raya, which the Gemara in the Sefer Shulchan says is Raya Yemin. That's connected to the Avodah B'yad. He uses his mouth for Birchas Kahana, right? Also, you find that the Kohen, you need the Kohen to say Tor by Mitzayra. Until he says Tor, the Mitzayra is not Tor. So he uses his mouth. He's also misfollowed for Klal Yisrael. That is the L'chayayim. And the Keva, because he eats the Karbonis. And it wasn't always easy to eat the karbanos. There was a lot of karbanos to be eaten. It was Bederech Meis. I saw brought down in one of the Midrashim that they used to, how were they able to digest all those karbanos? They used to drink from the Meishi Loyach. It was special water that helped them digest all that meat. You eat meat, it stays in the stomach for ages. You know, it's very hard to digest in the process. But Bezchus that they ate the karbanos. And that really is brings the kapara. V'ochlu asher kupor behem, the Gemara darshins, as kahanim oichlum u'baylim eschaprim. So because of that, they get the keva because of that which they take into their stomach. So it comes out, it's not just a chesed you're doing, it's mishpat, because these are the three things that they use to do their avodah. Aguten Shabbos.
Yeah. What was the